A slew of websites and services went down this morning, 3 a.m. PST California time, including Amazon, Reddit, Stack Overflow, and many, many others. The culprit, the reason was actually a content delivery network that is called Fastly, very, very popular CDN. And the main reason is a service configuration. Again, this is a very early report. We don't know anything. The outage just happened. It took around an hour to fix. So I'm going to just report this early news. And then hopefully once the Fastly release the root cause analysis, I'm going to make another video detailing with all that fancy stuff, reading through the actual root cause analysis. How about we jump into this? Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcast. With that said, let's get on the show. Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. And guys, if you don't know, a content delivery network is really nothing but a glorified reverse proxy. I know a lot of people will be mad at that definition, but it's really just that. You hit that node and sometimes it decides to cache the content and responds with the content to you, or sometimes based on a certain algorithm, it decides to phone back the actual source of truth, right? And it mainly is used for caching, for load balancing, so that you can prevent denial of service attacks. Because if I have a service and I don't want people to hit my original service line, let's say it's in California or it's in Singapore, right? And I want my service to be available everywhere, as close as possible to the actual user. What do? I can actually spin my raw service close to every single location in Singapore, in China, and in Russia, and in Bahrain, in Middle East, and everywhere, which is costly. The other option is to rely on a network that actually have presence on these locations. Cloudflare, Fastly, do that. And then you sign off and says, okay, I'm going to give you the ability to break my encryption, right? You can look at my content and you can cache it and you can serve it to the end user eventually. And when they do that, if I am now in a certain location, I want to visit your service, I'll go through Fastly DNS, and that will point me to, using the GeoDNS, to the closest location where the CDN is, which is the reverse proxy, as we talked about. And now, my request goes to that closest node to me. So let's say I am in Bahrain, and there is a Fastly node, a CDN in Bahrain. I will hit that first. And then, the CDN decides, okay, did anyone cache that content before? If yes, okay, let's serve it. If no, then I'm going to phone back the actual service, which could be in California or anywhere else, right? And so that's basically it. So DNS, denial of service, are very, very difficult to carry out because you cannot do a denial of service. There is no single point to take down, to deny service from, right? Anywhere you try to hit the service, you're going to be served from the local CDN, the local reverse proxy. And then essentially you won't be able to carry out it. And the experience of the user will be the extra awesome. So that's what CDN is. Fastly is a CDN. Now you can see how important CDN is. So a lot of people rely on it. Reddit, Amazon, for stuff that essentially caches certain information that is static, right? Probably I don't think you're going to use CDN for critic mission critical stuff. It's just for caching some certain static information that, it's okay. We can cache this stuff. It's okay. CDN can look and terminate TLS to look at this stuff. All right. So that being said, Fastly has experienced an outage today at 3 a.m. PST. We in California, we didn't feel it. We were deep sleep. And by the time I woke up around 4, I've seen the messages, Hossein, Fastly. It's like, what is going on? I barely wake up. Let me feed the kid first. here I'm at. I have to make a video and then head to work. So let's jump into the status page of this, Scott. Status page. All right. So this is the Fastly status page. Let's read the blurb. What do Fastly do? What do they do? Fastly Network has built-in redundancy on automatic failure routing and ensure optimal performance and uptime. Yeah. But when a network issue does arise, we think our customer deserve clear, transparent communication so they maintain trust in our service. Okay. Global CDN disruption. That's the incident report. Before we go verse. Look at the incidents. Incident affected. Wowzy, Asia, Dubai, Brisbane, Hong Kong, Osaka, Perth, Singapore. Okay, the list goes on. Munich. Pretty much the whole world has gone down. And yeah, if you using Fastly service, you probably, your service has just gone down as well. Right, for that content delivery network. Okay, it started posted 5 hours ago. June 8th, 2021, 10 a.m. UTC. Translate that, and I did not look that up, to PST. That's 3 a.m. PST and 6 a.m. standard Eastern time. We are currently investigating the issue. After 3 minutes, we are currently investigating the issue. What a beautiful update, man. This is a really great update. After 10 minutes, we're currently investigating the issue. 3 minutes. We're currently investigating the issue. Hey, there you go. After, it took them, do some math, 40 minutes. Close to 44, 45 minutes. The issue has been identified and a fix has been implemented. That's 10:44 PST. That's what? That's 3:44 a.m. They identified. Monitoring. The issue has been identified and a fix have been applied. Customer may experience increased origin load as global services return. So what does that mean? Increased origin load. So an increased origin load, as we talked, CDN is a reverse proxy. And nobody will tell you if CDN is a reverse proxy because we like to invent new words to confuse you as much as possible. So we use stuff that we as established and known. No, we invent stuff that we always like to confuse people, right? CDN, Content Delivery Network, is nothing but a glorified reverse proxy. Really, nothing else. And so, we talked about that a reverse proxy or the CDN can respond back with the result, right? But sometimes it does not have that cache, or the cache is stale, or it's no longer valid, or many, many reasons. So it needs to phone back home the original service. So customers may increase origin load as global services return. So as we continue to cache and phone home the actual service, the load on the back-end service will increase. And as a result, God hope that the actual back-end service don't go down as this fleet of CDN spun up and just hit back the back-end. If it's Amazon, you shouldn't worry about it. But if it's your poor service and all these CDNs just start slamming your tiny service, then your service backend might go down as the CDN goes up. So I have no idea. This is really interesting stuff. So, all right. So exactly an hour later, a fix was applied at 10:36 UTC. But they reported that an hour ago, but an hour later. Customers may continue to experience decreased cache hit ratio. As we talked about, there is the cache hit in the CDN will decrease because we're still populating the cache. If it's anything worse, when you restart something and it's, we see the starting up of things takes time. We've seen it in all outages. We've seen it in the Slack outage. We've seen it in the Amazon Kinesis outage. We've seen it in the Google outage. When things start up, it's the most expensive operation because you have to populate cache. You have to do all this stuff, right? And you have all these hungry requests queued up for you, right? And all of them, all of a sudden, start getting served. You get sometimes the services just go back down. All right. Fastly has observed recovery of all services and has resolved the incident. Customers may continue to experience a period of increased origin load and low cache hit ratio. All right, so nothing about what exactly caused it. I tried to dig up for 30 minutes to find what was the cause. And the only thing I found is a tweet, actually. And I'm about to read the tweet to you guys from Fastly this guy. Fastly, we have 4 hours ago, we identified a service configuration. We just reported that Klarna, the bank, the Swedish bank, FinTech, has actually went down because of a service configuration. Service configuration, man. You install that, and it looks good, but once it propagates, oh my God, you cannot take it out as fast. Because the propagation of the configuration is now everywhere, right? And then now, if that configuration is broken, all your CDNs are broken. And as a result, when you hit the content delivery network and it tries to phone back, it says, hey, I don't have a cache. Or for example, the backend is not accessible for some reason. That's why the error we got, it was 503, I believe. I couldn't find a picture, but all the errors, the messages that I got, a screenshot from you guys, was 503. That means the service unavailable. Means that the CDN itself is up and running, but when I tried to phone back the backend, I couldn't. So another error for it is gateway, as bad gateway. That's a minimal error. But service unavailable means that the actual backend is just not available. It's not there. So we don't know anything. Literally, we don't know anything. What can cause this? No idea. Service configuration. The service configuration that triggered disruption across our POP. I think this stands for point of presence, maybe? I'm wrong. Point of presence. Globally, and have disabled that configuration. Our global network is coming back online. And current status available at blah, blah, blah. So, the 503 errors, this service unavailable. Whenever you see that, it means the backend is not accessible. So the CDN is responding to you. That's why you're seeing the response, which is 503. To you as a user, this is an error. But to us back in, the CDN is up and running. Hey, I managed to respond to you. If you're getting this load and then and there is nothing coming back and you get an actual browser error, that is a fault, the CDN or the reverse proxy or that edge cloud. That's how Fastly market themselves. It's an edge cloud, right? It's not available. But in this case, it is available. The edge cloud is available. The content delivery is available. But for some reason, the service configuration to hit the backend, to phone back the backend, that is what's broken. What's going on? No idea. Something is bad. All right, guys. So I'm going to make another video once we have the root cause analysis. But again, kudos. Again, we always say that. Kudos for all the engineers in Fastly. This is a very difficult time. I personally have been there. It is very, very tough when there is an outage, right? Emotions are high. Expectations are high. The engineers are overloaded. So kudos for all the engineers that worked very hard to bring this outage, to fix this in like an hour, which is really awesome, right? To roll back this configuration. How do we fix this? No idea, really. Some sort of blue-green deployment, like, you know, percentage-wise. Just try the service configuration, a few CDNs. Let's see if that works, then deploy it globally, right? So something really bad happened. Again, we don't have much of information than that. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. I'm going to see you in the next one. We'll let you know once we have the full report, and we'll get a report on that. Stay awesome. Goodbye.